Thank you so much. So the three of us are going to present about our experiences working with Place Matters, and in particular the use, development and use of health equity reports. And I don't have any relationships to disclose. I work at California State University Fresno at the Central Valley Health Policy Institute. We serve the eight county region that makes up the San Joaquin Valley. Eight counties, about 4 million people. We produce 50% of the agricultural produce from California. We're one of the most important agricultural areas in the country. It is a minority-majority region with a majority of Latino, African-American, and Southeast Asian groups relative to whites. However, it's a region characterized by remarkable both social class and racial ethnic inequalities in health and inequalities in income. Been a decade of studies about the San Joaquin Valley that shows that we have worse health and worse health well-being outcomes than California and the nation. For example, looking at the national Healthy People 2010 leading health indicators, on 9 out of 10 health indicators, the region fails relative to the state or the nation, and there's little evidence for progress over the last decade. Tremendous number of studies that show inequalities in health outcomes that seem to be linked to environmental and social factors. A new report by myself and another colleague shows that when the particulate matter gets worse, when the air quality gets worse, that more people are going to the hospital for emergency asthma or cardiovascular things. And we're talking about, for example, 1,800 additional child ER visits for asthma associated with the fifth of the days that have the worst air quality. The UN has recently reported on the San Joaquin Valley region for having some of the worst polluted water in the nation, and in particular rural communities in Tulare County that have a very strong Latino majority are also associated with polluted water systems. Probably linked to agricultural use of pesticide, but like many matters in the Valley, we have a continuous debate where it's very difficult for the powers that be to accept any analysis that goes beyond an individual understanding of health outcomes. And so I've sat with community leaders, even supposedly water experts, who tell us there's got to be something that people are doing with their wells that account for these nitrates. Makes no sense. Concentrated urban poverty. Fresno, Stockton, and Bakersfield, the three largest cities in the region, each have been cited as having the highest rates of concentrated urban poverty in the nation. Our rural poverty has been documented extensively. So how do you understand this? And I think that the best way to understand the Valley is to say that there's been a historical and ongoing hyper-exploitation of immigrant labor, starting out with African Americans imported right after the Civil War to work on plantations that were being built in the Valley, right through the Dust Bowl era and the poor whites and poor European immigrants through the Braceros program that brought in unbelievable quantities of Latinos to work under circumstances that were unacceptable. Interestingly, although the area is characterized by both urban and rural areas, there are over 500 unincorporated low-income communities characterized by terrible infrastructure and small-scale concentrated poverty. Civic participation has been talked about a lot as a barrier. People have an experience of being excluded historically by policy, concerns about legality of immigration, strong efforts to break unions. So it's been a challenge. And so as the organizations, the counties and the cities try to do new style planning that engages the community, it's very difficult to engage the community because there's so little trust and so little fear of reprisal, so much fear of reprisal. Interestingly, in the last 6-7 years, there has been the evolution and emergence of a new round of political activism in the valley that really harkens back to the early days of the farm workers movement. So we now have strong regional partnerships around air quality, around water quality, around the infrastructure in unincorporated communities, about improving the capacity of the 8 small public health departments to work in some kind of coordinated way and therefore more efficiently, a regional children's agenda, and even an effort by the smaller cities and towns to engage in more advanced urban planning. At the community level, building healthy communities is a California endowment program that has focused on 13 communities in California, including 3 in the Valley, and those are starting to build new kinds of partnerships. The 93706 Council, which we helped to start along with support from Place Matters, is example of over 75 local coordinating organizations that are beginning to form to talk about how we act and talk across the silos of topic. Through a series of regional Place Matters conferences, local meetings like our 2011 93706 Council meeting. 93706 is the African American neighborhood within Fresno, Southwest Fresno, it's sometimes called. And you'll see it on my charts as I go forward. And we realized there was a need for this kind of a regional Place Matters and effort. A lot of excitement about the social determinants of health framework. And we evolved with the group these questions about how do neighborhood mortality and asthma hospitalizations, how are they linked to neighborhood demographics? What's the relationship between social factors and premature mortality? What's the relationship between social factors and exposure to environmental hazards? So, not sure how easy that is to see. Lots of information. Each dot represents 50 people. The blue dots are whites. And so you see the region to the right of your map, which is the mountains, the Sierra Mountains, and so it's very, very white. Down the center of the valley, the valley floor, as we call it, you see the heavy preponderance of Latinos. And then in a couple of the urban areas, up way in the north, right in the center of the map, you see African American communities. The African American and Asian communities tend to be concentrated together and remarkably segregated from the rest of the population. Latino communities are also notably segregated. As you can see, poverty is definitely related to age, to race, ethnicity in the region, and that the foreign-born are much more at risk of poverty than the U.S.-born, and African-Americans and Latinos similarly at a poverty rate that's almost 2.5 times the rate for whites. So this just shows areas of 150% of the federal poverty threshold, and you can just see that so much of the region, so much of what I referred to as the valley floor, is associated with very high rates of poverty. Those dark brown areas represent 41 to 62% of the population living at below 150% of the federal poverty threshold. Here we see life expectancy by years across the region. Again, we're talking about quite a remarkable difference between life expectancy of less than 69 years to life expectancy of 90 years and older. And so what you see is a pattern where the concentrated African-American and Asian communities at the center of Fresno County, down there in Kern County where Bakersfield is, and up at the top in Stockton, are associated with remarkably low life expectancy, and that some of the more affluent suburban areas, not up there in the mountains, but the affluent suburban areas, again, near these bigger cities, are associated with much higher life expectancy. I lost the map. Okay. So, more years of life are lost in the segregated Latino communities, more years of life lost in segregated African-American communities, more years of life lost in poor communities. Here you see premature mortality, and again, we found that premature mortality is a better way of reflecting patterns, differences between communities in our region, because the overall mortality rates are remarkably high and the overall life expectancy levels are low. We're a very young community with very few elders and high death rates among the young. And again, you see that the biggest urban areas up here, Stockton and Fresno and Bakersfield, are associated with the largest groups. And again, we're seeing remarkable differences between communities. What am I doing? Going the wrong way? Respiratory risk. Again, just evidence that respiratory risk is associated with the percent in poverty. And there we see respiratory risk measured that way. Our recent work on asthma hospitalizations focused on the urban centers. And this chart reflects... I'm sorry. I'm having trouble going in the right direction. Yeah, here's the asthma. It shows asthma concentrated in the urban areas. And again, that's consistent with the data on particulate matter pollution and where it's concentrated in particular. And what we're seeing is that very small stuff in the air kind of works like almost like little, I don't know, razor blades that you're inhaling. And as you see, the hospitalization rates are much higher in the urban areas. So looking at these data and working with our partners, even though we've shared with them before all kinds of data on how race and place are linked to health inequalities in the region, and although the group of partners have been very excited about working together, the discussion has tended to focus on, okay, what are you going to do for me? How is working together going to improve our capacity to organize, our capacity to be sustained as an organization? When we tried to get the conversation to move to what do we do together, during these past two conferences, it's been hard to get to a real conclusion on what do we do together across these regional partnerships and the multiple community organizations. As we come forward with this report, we've engaged this set of partners in saying, what do you want the conclusion section to be of this report? That's been a new conversation, and it's really very exciting. And so it seems to me that there really are three consensus that we've agreed to with the six major regional organizations that I've mentioned, and with a good share of the 75 community groups. Three conclusions and a shared release, call to action. Three conclusions: Valley neighborhoods with premature mortality are poor and segregated. They face overlapping economic, environment, educational, healthcare, and civil rights challenges. Now, I didn't get to show you all those maps, but we're in the process of showing the same places that face the concentrated poverty and concentrated premature mortality rates also are facing the other challenges. Community-led initiatives have demonstrated success in achieving national needed quality of life improvements. At the 2011 conference, we were able to show one example after another from throughout the region. Every good idea that's in the Joint Center materials, it's in the various national materials about how to do something about health disparities, every one of those good ideas, we're doing it in one community. But we are a big region with multiple communities, and we haven't developed the kind of political force and shared consensus understanding of the problem to take those good ideas at one community level and bring them to the state or bring them to the region. Third point, policymaking, community organizing has not been consistently focused on addressing the needs of the most impacted communities. Even when we have these conversations about economic inequality and community development or about obesity, it gets confused. It gets sorted, unsettled out because of this huge attention to individual level understanding. So there's an emerging consensus in our region on a call to action. We will be developing and promoting a kind of standard equity in all policy statement that we're looking for the counties and the cities and towns throughout the region to adopt. having that kind of single thing to organize around appears much more powerful than trying to get each group to speak to each other group's agenda and how that agenda interacts. Instead, we're going to talk about, this is the one thing we all agree on, and by the way, go check out the individual agendas, rather than trying to find the overlap. So that's kind of where people are. I'm very excited about moving forward. Excited to hear from my colleagues about these efforts in other communities. And thank you.